Thank you very much. Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to a, official new season. Even though it was just mentioned that the shiurim we had prior to Rosh Hashanah were preseason, but all the halachas were true. So it wasn't just a warm-up. It was, but anyway, okay, so I figured today, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're starting to go through the Torah in this year for the ninth time. So you have to get a little creative, come up with topics on every parashah. So I figured that for Parashas Bereishis, being that Bereishis was the beginning of the world, so we would speak about something which has to do with beginnings. And that is the Bracha of Shachayanu. The immediate reason for this shir was because in El, I spoke on one of the, prior to Rosh Hashanah, I spoke on one of the shuls here and caused a little bit of an uproar by saying that the custom that people have to make the to have a new fruit for the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So in order to do that, you have to get a new fruit from the new season. It's not good enough to get a new fruit that you haven't had in a while. So we'll discuss that right now, among other things. And so that I'd just like to clarify, the Bracha of Shechayanu is one of the beautiful brachas that we have. A person thanks the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shechayanu, the Kimanu, the Giyanu, Hazman Hazeh, that I have been given the opportunity to live. It's in plural, like all the brachas, Shechayanu, Kimanu, and Hashem has kept us alive and sustained us, V'Higiyanu, Hazman Hazeh, and allowed us to reach this time. It's a very beautiful bracha. And generally speaking, we know that it's said in two general situations. One of them, when we're dealing with fruit, which we'll soon discuss, and the other is when a person acquires a new item, which we'll discuss a little bit later on. So I would like to, we'll begin with the discussion of the new fruit, because the fact of the matter is that this is something which is often misunderstood, is halachas which are not always understood properly. So let's begin here on the sheet in Simen Resh Chaf Hei. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel, it's very interesting that everybody knows that for a new fruit, you say a Shechayanu. If you look in the Gemara Maseches Erevin, it's mentioned in just a few words. But a lot of it was developed in the Poskim. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Gimel, that's the fifth line of the Shulchan Aruch, the top section. The top section on the page, the fifth line, which begins, the letter Gimel is there. In the bold print, it says, Haroa pri chodesh, a person who sees a new fruit that is mischadish mishana l'shana, that renews from year to year, mevarech shechayanu. Okay, a person who sees a fruit that renews from year to year, meaning it doesn't grow all year round, that's when you say the brach of shechayanu. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we turn over the page, v'afilu, we'll go here from left to right. The Rafilu, this is the page number 282 on the top. Rafilu roeyu biad chavero. That really, this halacha can be said, even if a person, you don't have to eat it. Even if you just see somebody has it. O al ha'ilan, or a person sees it on the tree. That would also be sufficient. However, the Shulchan Aruch concludes by saying, v'nagu shelo levarech ad shas achila. That, however, the minhag is that we say the bracha when we eat it, when we eat the fruit. But the point is that the bracha of Shechayanu was instituted by the Chazal, like all other brachas. We've spoken in the past over the years about different types of brachas, and what's important to realize is that something which is a little bit today counterintuitive, a bracha is considered a privilege to say. Meaning that we can only say a bracha, we can only say a bracha when it's warranted. If it was not warranted, if this is not the Chachamim instituted brachas for different occasions. We have the first Masechta and the Shas, Masechta brachas, which deals, especially the end of the Masechta, deals with various brachas that the Chachamim instituted. And the general rule in halacha is that you could only say the bracha in the specific situation that they made it for. But if it was not that situation, then a person should not say the bracha. The reason being, because of the fact that when you say a bracha, you're saying God's name. And a person can't just say that flippantly. A person cannot just say that without a good reason. So therefore, if it's not mandated by the halacha, you can't say a bracha. Because of this, we have a lot of rules in brachas, one of them being that suffik brachas lahakel, that if a person is not sure whether a bracha is called for, so the correct thing to do is not to say the bracha, contrary to what most people think. Right? In other words, a very common thing, a person is eating something, and in the middle of eating, say, oh, did I say a bracha on this? So maybe I did, maybe I didn't. So in a situation like that, the correct thing is not to say the bracha. Right? Now, there's a lot of times we think the opposite. We think, oh, saying a bracha is a religious performance, a religious ceremony, so therefore I should say the bracha. And if I'm not sure if I said it, I should say it anyway, because maybe I didn't say it. But that's not correct. What the correct thing is that a bracha is only said exactly in a situation where it's warranted. Right, this comes up in a lot of areas of halacha. You know, you're not sure a person, you know, like I say, a person has a doubt about a bracha, or perhaps a person has a question whether the bracha that the Chazal instituted pertains. In the modern world, we have this question in various situations. We've discussed in the past when it comes to Tfilas HaDerech. So when it comes to Tfilas HaDerech, which is a bracha, right, and it's a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tfila, so it's a bracha. And it's not just a prayer, it's a bracha. So that bracha was instituted, the Gemara Masechet Brachos tells us that it was instituted because of the fear that used to exist when people traveled from town to town or city to city. There was no such thing as, you know, interstate police or things like that. So you were at Hashem's mercy when you went out. People generally lived in walled cities or whatever it was. When you left the yishuv, when you left the town, and you traveled to the next town, you were very often in a very precarious situation. You were taking life into your hands. For that, they made the bracha of the Tfilas HaDerech. That being the case, we've discussed this in the past, there were those who have said that today that shouldn't apply. Because when you drive in a car today, even if you're driving a long distance, but you go, let's say you go from here to New York, whatever it is, you have a tremendous distance. But the fact of the matter is, there are other people on the road, and the roads are police. So therefore, what are you worried about? There's nothing to worry about. Right? They used to say over, I heard this from a reliable source, Rav Yosef Ber Soloveitchik, Ratzal, when he used to travel, for decades, he used to travel from his home in Boston to New York to deliver shiurim, and he would go to YU to several days a week to deliver shiurim. So he did not say the Tfilas HaDerech on the airplane. At first, at the end, I don't know. I think there's various opinions, but definitely at first, he did for many years. He didn't say the Tfilas HaDerech, and they asked him why not, and he said because I'm not afraid of being what's going to happen. I'm sitting on the plane. No one's going to attack me. I was never attacked on an airplane. The Tfilas HaDerech. So you'll say, what do you mean? But you're going on a plane. Oh my gosh, this is a much greater fear than what exists in other situations. You know, equally frightening to what existed at the time of the Chazal, but nevertheless, for this they didn't make the bracha. For this they didn't make the bracha. Now it happens to me that's not the minhag olam. Today everybody pretty much says it. But there were people that held it very strongly, and we discussed this once, that there are people hold even today that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that if you travel on a main road, you don't say the Tfilas HaDerech, no matter how far you're going. Because no one's going to attack you. You're in public. There are other people around. There are police around. So there's a certain fear and respect for the law. So even though you'll say, but I'm going on such a long trip, I should surely say the Tfilas HaDerech, right? So the answer is no. The answer is that you can only say a bracha when it was warranted. So too, when it comes to the bracha of Shechayanu, when it comes to this bracha, you have to know when they made it and when they didn't. So a person can't just frivolously say brachas. This is something which a lot of us find counterintuitive. A lot of us feel, what do you mean? This is a religious experience and I'm praising Hashem, so why shouldn't I be able to say it? It can only be said when it's warranted. Thus, the Shulchan Aruch says, so when is it warranted when it comes to a new fruit? When it comes to a new fruit, it has to be when you see a fruit that is in the new season. It has to be a fruit that is not available the whole year, right? What do they call that? A perennial? Something that's available. It's available the whole. If it's available the whole year on the tree, you never say Shechayanu on that fruit. Never. And contrary, and here's the chiddush that most people find hard to believe, that it makes no difference whatsoever when the last time you ate that fruit was. Okay. A lot of times we think that, oh, here's a fruit I haven't eaten this in years. So if I haven't eaten this in years, so then I'll take this fruit and I should surely say Shecheyanim. Right? When it comes before Rosh Hashanah, so we all know the halacha, like I mentioned before, that you're preferably supposed to have a new fruit when you make Kiddush the second night of Rosh Hashanah for a technical reason, which only applies, by the way, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. It's not applying the second night of any other yontif. Only on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Right? But for a very technical reason. But the halacha is, for that you need a new fruit. For that you need to have a new fruit. So what's a new fruit? So we go into Publix and you go to the table where they have the exotic fruits, the star fruit and dragon fruit and all these kinds of things. Can't even pronounce the name of it. And you say, oh, I haven't had this in the longest time. On this I'm going to say Shefeyanu. That's not correct. Because it doesn't make any difference whatsoever when you last had it. It doesn't matter. If a person moves from China to Miami and never saw an orange in his life and was handed an orange for the first time and he says, wow, I've never seen this before. I'm going to say the bracha Shecheyanu. That's not correct. Why not? Because in this case, the bracha was made, what you're thanking Hashem for is something very specific. You're thanking Hashem for the fact that He constantly renews, so to speak, renews the contract. In other words, we read in yesterday's parsha that when Hashem created the world, so He put Adam and Rishon in Gan Eden and created all kinds of delicious trees with delicious fruits. So even though it didn't work out so well in that situation, but the fact of the matter is that we have the benefit of having many, many fruits at our disposal. We have a tremendous amount of fruits, which is really a chesed that Hashem does for us. That we have all, you could have oranges and apples and grapefruits, all kinds of grapes, all kinds of wonderful things. And the hodah, the thanks that a person gives for eating that, is that thank you Hashem for doing this again, for making a new season. A new season. In other words, you made grapes again. You made apples grow again. You made oranges grow again. Thank you very much for that. I realize you didn't have to do that. We could all survive if we didn't have those things, right? If for whatever reason, Hashem decided that's it, there's not going to be any more oranges in the world. So we would be disappointed, but we could all survive. No problem. So the thanks that's given when a person says Shecheyanu is thank you for renewing the contract. Thank you for, you didn't have to do this. You didn't have to do this. We could survive without this. But you gave it to us anyway. And you did it again. And here it's another season of it. Thank you so much. That's the reason for the bracha of Shecheyanu. Therefore, if a person hasn't had it in a while, it's irrelevant. Because that's not what they made the bracha for. That's not what they made the bracha for. You're not thanking Hashem that, wow, this is amazing, I haven't had this in such a long time. It has nothing to do with it. This is very, very counterintuitive. So before Rosh Hashanah, I actually went into Publix and asked the fellow in the produce section, I don't know how much they know in this area, I assume they know. I asked them, what's the new season here? Is there anything in the new season? So he mentioned a number of things, but the same thing comes Tu B'Shvat, right? Tu B'Shvat, a person, you know, likes to, there's a minhag that Tu B'Shvat is the Chag Li'ilonos, it's the Yom Adin for the trees, and therefore, on the 15th day of Shvat is a custom to go buy fruit, and people like to, is a custom to buy a fruit on which you can say Shecheyanu. You don't have to, but it's a custom, right? So again, what are you going to get? So what are you going to get? So, oh, I'll go get some exotic thing. Who says you say Shecheyanu on that? Right? You might not. You have to find out. And if you ask, you'd be surprised. A lot of times, it could be something that's not exotic at all. Before Rosh Hashanah, the guy in Publix told me that grapes were now in the new season. I don't know. You know, that's what he told me. Yes.
So, two things on that. One is, how soon within the new season? So, in other words, if he says grapes, the mushroom.
Right.
And he says, yes, it came into new season 2 months ago.
Right.
Is that, that's fine?
So, I think if it's the new season, here's where, if you haven't had it yet, would make a difference. In other words, if it's the new season, but you say, okay, the new season started 2 months ago, but I haven't had it yet. So I feel a certain appreciation. Oh, Baruch Hashem, there are grapes.
Months, new season and you didn't have it yet. Because if it's a new
season,
you had it and you
Well, we just saw it. No, the Shulchan Aruch says you could really say it without eating it. Now, if you walk into Publix, and okay, the pears have, let's say, plums. I don't think they
have.
But
that. That's the minhag. Oh, yeah. The minhag is the
minhag is the same b'shas achila. Yeah. So if you
had it 2 weeks ago and it's still the new season, can you make another shakiyan on it? No.
I don't think so.
Right.
No.
So it has to be to both prongs.
Right.
One
right.
Is,
you, okay, that's correct. Okay, it's good clarification. You need both points. You need the fact that it's the new season and you haven't had it yet. If you had it already, so then you couldn't say the shakiyan away. You could not say shakiyan anymore.
I didn't say shakiyan.
If I had it and I didn't say Shechayanu yet, I'm not sure you could still say it. I'm not sure if you had it already. Because I think you need the simcha, since the minig is to say it, b'shas achil, I'm not 100% sure on that. Yeah.
The season where you are, or there's seasons?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a very good question. The season where you are. Okay, so let's say you're traveling and you go to Eretz Yisrael. So it happens to be, let's just say for argument's sake, that it's the new season for oranges in Eretz Yisrael. You just got there just in time for the new season, but you've been eating oranges in Miami all throughout. So that's a big question. That's a question whether you can say it. These are that in other words, because to you, the appreciation for this, even though technically you're in a place where it's the new season, but for you, this is nothing, this is old hat, because you've been having it already. So, you know, the same thing comes up in a situation where you've been, where you've had it because it was flown in from other places. You see, today, what's particularly challenging today is because, Baruch Hashem, we live in a world where fruits can be transported. So therefore, there's definitely produce that is available in Publix the whole year. It's not in season in America the whole year, but so how do they have it the whole year? Because at a certain point, they bring it in from other places. So in other words, when it goes out of season in America, if you go to a good fruit store, okay, a specialty fruit store, you could probably get just about anything all year round. Yeah. Right? How's that? Because of the fact that they'll get it for you. They'll go, okay, so in Costa Rica, it's growing now, so they'll bring it over here. That didn't used to be possible. So therefore, these presents a lot of questions. In a situation like that, would that warrant the bracha? But I know it's the new season in America. Right, okay, so it could be that you would say it, but these are questions that come up in this type of situation, and a lot of times if a person is not sure, you should not say the bracha. Yeah, okay.
Is the middle of nowadays, it sounds like we don't say a bracha of Shachiyahu or people, because
yeah, we don't say, right.
We have contact, even if it's
right.
Email, text, whatever.
Right.
So it suddenly would be the same kind of idea.
Okay, so that's a good point. So what's being raised here is the fact that the Gemara, I didn't mention this, but this is actually the first halacha on the page, or the previous page, the bracha of Shechianu was also instituted if you haven't seen a person in 30 days. If you haven't seen a person in 30 days, so you're supposed to say the bracha of Shechianu when you see them. However, the poskim qualify this halacha and say that's only if you're not sure about the person's well-being, but if you were in touch with the person and you know that the person's okay, so even if you haven't seen them for a long, even if you haven't seen them for a year, whatever, you wouldn't say the bracha Shechianu, because there's no, you don't have that exhilarating feeling. The reason why they made the bracha Shechianu in that situation is because, oh, I'm Baruch Hashem, he's still alive, I'm happy to see him, he's in good health, I didn't know, I haven't seen him. But again, in the old world, they didn't have the communications like you have today. So therefore, today, it's possible for a person to know all this, so you wouldn't say Shechianu. However, I'm not sure it's exactly the same thing over here, because, you see, we have to get into what the cause of the bracha is. The bracha of Shechianu was said for simcha, but the simcha is not always the same. Like we'll soon see when we talk about new items that a person purchases. In other words, when it comes to fruit, the simcha is that, thank you, Hashem, for giving this to me again. Now, you'll say to yourself, my whole life I never once thought that. It didn't occur to me to think that. But nevertheless, the Chazal felt that deep down, a person, there's some simcha when a person sees that. Even if he never crystallized the thought in his mind to give thanks to Hashem, but nevertheless, he knows that you know, this is wonderful. Right, but, you know, I think there are certain fruit that we don't have the whole year. Let's say plums, those who like plums, peaches, watermelon, perhaps. Watermelon here you could probably get the whole year. But it used to be, years ago you could not. So it was exciting. Yeah, it's the sun, a new season. A new season is coming. So for that, you would say the bracha Shechianu. But I just want to underscore this point. It makes absolutely no difference when the last time you had it was. It makes no difference at all. So therefore, when it comes before Rosh Hashanah and everybody runs to the star fruit or the who knows what and say, well, I surely haven't had this. I haven't had this in ever. Right? When I first moved here, I had never seen some of these fruits. In New York, they didn't grow. So the only weeds grow in New York. So I never seen a dragon fruit or anything like that. So the fact of the matter is that I was, oh, I'll say Shechayanu. That's a mistake. Because it has nothing to do with that. They did not make a bracha. And even if you'll say, well, I'm so happy. Right? A person comes from China and moves here and says, wow, an orange. It looks delicious. And it's just amazing. I can't wait to take a bite out of this. It doesn't matter. For that simcha, they did not make a bracha. In other words, this is the point that we have to realize. You can only say a bracha when the Chazal instituted it. It is a privilege to say a bracha. A lot of times, because we say brachas so often, so we take it lightly. But it's a mistake to do that. It's a privilege to say a bracha. You can only say it when it's called for. So this is the basic din of a pri chadash. Now, yes, sir.
Oranges, you can go to the store.
Right,
you
get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Orange.
Right, right. So,
oranges grow in Florida.
So, technically, if you know it's the new season, theoretically, you should say, well, but now they're growing in Florida. Until now, I've had them because they were flown in from, I don't know where, maybe California, well, who knows. Now I have them in Florida. Right? So, but the minhag is not to do that. The minhag is that if you're used to seeing it around, you don't say it because I see it all the time. Every time I go to button, there's like, so this really, you'll say, well, if that's the case, so what do you do with Rosh Hashanah? You know, so you say, okay, I don't know. If it happens to be Rosh Hashanah, is not the biggest deal anyway, because if you look there in the Shulchan Aruch says that really, even if you didn't have a new fruit, you could say Shecheyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. You don't, it's just a lechatchila. It's just preferable to get a new fruit, but if you don't have one, you can say it anyway. But when it comes to other situations, like let's say the Tu B'Shvat or things like that, so there's a question. If something is available a whole year, a person could speak to a rabbi. It's hard to know. Very, very hard to know. There are opinions across, a lot of different opinions out there, and some people say yes, and some people say no. It's very hard to know. If the minhag is to say on fruit, I get that in one split second, if I understand correctly what you're asking. Yeah, Gadro.
Are there any parameters about what availability is?
What is that?
In other words, like we said, let's say you have something that's not typically available.
Right.
But it could be available. So I'm sure there's some fruit store in Miami that has...
Yeah, all right. So I think in that case you would say...
Or what about if it kind of waxes and wanes? In other words, you could get apples, you could get oranges,
right.
But there's like a small selection off-season.
Right.
In-season, it's very clear
this is a new season. According to the halacha, according to the technical halacha, if you know it's the new season, you can say the bracha. The minhag of a lot of people is, if they see it around the whole year, they don't do it because of the fact that they say that. I don't really have simcha. If it's only available in a specialty store, and I don't generally go to a specialty store, so then I would also assume you would say the Shechayanu. If you go to specialty stores, then it would be different.
We grow mangoes here in Florida. They're available on those trees in the summer.
Yes.
They're available in the store all year round.
Okay. According to this din Shulchan Aruch, if you know it's the new season, you can say the bracha. If you know it's the new season, but I say I just had one last week. Okay, but the one you had last week wasn't from the new season, right? See, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, this was very rare that should happen, because where are you going to get it from? Where are you going to get it from? Right? The Chazal say it's brought in the. In the Medrash, that when Rivka was told that she was going to have twins, right? So the pasuk says, "Shnei goyim bebitnech." There are two nations in your womb. So the Chazal interpret the pasuk b'derech drush that shnei goyim bebitnech, that there are two very prestigious people that are coming out of you. Who two very, very prominent people are going to come out of you? Who are they? So one of them was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And the other one was Antoninus, the Roman governor Antoninus. And what was so special about them? So the Chazal say that Shalom Paskum al Shulchanam Tznon v'Chazeres, that they always had radishes and certain types of vegetables all year round they had on the table, radishes. And therefore they were referred to as two very, very prominent people, meaning that they were very, very wealthy. So you know, I remember thinking, right, I also get radishes the whole year. Right? What's a big deal? Right? The Chazal didn't say it me in that medrash, right? So why is only those two people? The answer is because in that world it was remarkable to be able to have that a whole year. Because that means you have having it imported. How'd you get it? It doesn't grow the whole year. So where'd you get it from? So but by us today it's different. They're very hard to know. Very hard to know. Yeah, go ahead.
I think I missed that. Yeah. Rabbi Buda Hanasi was a brother with the Levi.
Not a brother. No. He was no. In other words, he came from Yaakov, and Antoninus came from Esav. That's what the thing said. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
Now, I have two trees in my backyard.
Yeah.
So I know when the season is.
Right.
Because they.
Right.
They only give fruit once
right.
a year.
Right. Yeah.
So then you would be. Able
yeah,
to
I think so. I think if. In other words, if you have a tree in your backyard and you know the season, then okay, then you could probably say it. But if it just shows, you know, because it could be it's your tree, there has to be some sort of simcha. There has to be some sort of simcha. So it could be if you have your own tree, it's different. You know, you see it growing, it's like a thrill. But when it's available the whole year and you're just getting it in the store, it's different. Yes?
So let me clarify again. So you're looking at peers,
yeah.
And the person says that this is now growing from Florida before we had it from Mexico, before we had it from California.
Right. Technically, you could say it. Technically, you could say it. There are opinions amongst the modern-day Poskim, Moshe Feinstein and other people discussed whether or not it was appropriate. If you've been eating it all along, in other words, if you haven't had it, so it could be, I think that's where they draw the line. In other words, if you haven't had it and you know it's the new season, so then it's like a new thing. But if it's been going on, well, I eat every day. But it happens to be now it's a new crop, so then there's no real simcha at all in
so
that type of thing.
It goes back to those two prongs.
That's right.
You haven't eaten it
so
yet,
it seems.
And it's
so it would seem.
So, with the exotic fruits, they typically are perennial? They typically grow?
I don't know. Well, someone told me star fruits grow the whole year. Then someone else told me the opposite. I don't know if that's true. They do?
Or at least a couple times a year.
Okay. So, if it grows a few crops a year, for sure, don't say it. If the same tree produces a few times a year, you don't say.
So the ma'aser machshavah when you make shefianu, not to necessarily have it on. If you have it on the yontif, just in case, because you have the machshavah.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's true. In other words, just for the record,
right.
When people say there's a mistake that people make when they on Rosh Hashanah, when you say the brach shefianu and you have the new fruit, the new fruit is just an excuse.
Right.
To say it on the day. In other words, you're saying Shecheyanu because it's Yontif. That's why you're saying it. But since there are opinions that hold that all of Rosh Hashanah is considered one long day, and therefore you would not say the Brach Shecheyanu, so to get out of the suffix, a person takes a new fruit, because that for sure you have to say Shecheyanu on. But the point is that when you're saying the Shecheyanu, you're primarily saying it for the new Yontif, not for the... Okay. Anyway, now, what about when it comes to vegetables, right? So we all know you say on fruits, how about in new cucumbers? So if you look here on the turn back to the first side, so in the Bir Halacha on the left-hand column, Bir Halacha, so he says, the Shulchan Aruch said pre-chadash. Now pre-chadash literally means a new fruit. So you'll say, all right, what about a new vegetable? Says the Bir Halacha, bein pri ha'etz o pri ha'adama. He says it would be the same thing if it was something that grew from the ground, kigon delas, which I believe is like a gourd, like a, you know, from the... pumpkin family, ukiyotze bezeh. Okay, so however the Mishneh Berurah says later on, he refers to it. The Mishneh Berurah says later on that in practice most people generally don't have simcha from vegetables. I'm not sure why that is. Maybe because from the time we were young, we were forced to eat them, so it traumatized. but the fact of the matter is that when it comes to vegetables, a person doesn't have that same simcha. So generally, the minhag ha'olam, Mishneh Berurah says later on, it's not on the sheet, but the Mishneh Berurah says that the custom is not to say it on on a vegetable, unless it's something that or anything that grows directly from the ground, anything that's not grown on a tree, unless it's something really special. So, for example, a watermelon. Watermelon, people do say, again, here you have it the whole year, but in, you know, let's say in other parts of the country where I don't think it's available the whole year, even nowadays. So I don't think in New York you could easily get watermelon, you know, in the winter. Maybe you could, I don't know. But that type of thing. So that's a davar chashuv. That's a davar chashuv. Watermelon is like a special thing. a cucumber or a tomato is not. So therefore, the custom is that you would not say it, even though technically, when the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch pointing the Gemara pre-Chadosh, it doesn't have to be a fruit per se, but nevertheless, that's the minhag. The minhag is that it's only said on fruits and not on vegetables. However, something like a watermelon, which is not a vegetable, it grows from the ground, that would be different. Okay, so this is as far as the halachas of Shecheyanu on fruit. But that's not the only time that we say Shecheyanu, as we know. So if you turn over now the page to the third side, which has the Hebrew numbers Kuf Lamed Tes on the top left corner. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch now proceeds to say as follows. If you look at Siv Gimel, the third line from the top, it says, Bana Bayis Chadash. If a person buys a new house, built a new house, Okana Kelim Chadashim, or purchased new items, Afiu Hayu Lo Kiyotze Be'elu Tchila, even if he had such things already, Okana V'chazer V'kana, or he bought and they bought additional ones, Mevarach Al Kol Pam Shecheyanu. Okay, if you buy a new item, you say Shecheyanu also. Okay, meaning if a person buys, we all know, a person buys a suit, right? So then you say the Brach Shecheyanu. Now what's this thanks being given for? So obviously it's not the same as fruit, because we said before that fruit, you're thanking Hashem that He created a new season of fruit, right? That's obviously not the case when you're buying clothes. So here, it's a simcha that Baruch Hashem, I was able to get this item from which I'm going to have so much enjoyment. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch continues. Let's just follow along here. The Shulchan Aruch says, "V'lav dafka chadoshim." It does not have to be something which is brand new. Duhu adin liyishonim imhem chadoshim lo. You could even make a bracha on something which is not new if it's new to you. Okay, so for example, a person gets a new car. So a person gets a new car. He's supposed to say Shecheyanu. Right, the bracha of Shecheyanu is not just on clothes. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly that if you built a new house, the house is not clothes, but keilum chadashim. So a person buys a new car, he's supposed to say the bracha of Shecheyanu. Now, what happens if it's a second-hand car? So that you would still say the bracha of Shecheyanu, because that's what we just said here, that it doesn't have to be brand new; it just has to be new to you. If it's new to you and you have simcha from having it. In other words, here, the criteria is, do you have simcha from this item? Do you have simcha from this item? In other words, there are some things that we buy that a person does not necessarily have simcha from. Right, let's say, for example, a person get a new pair of socks. Okay, so that's not such a davar chashuv. Today, maybe you get a little fancier, right? That's if you have a peek during the Birchas Kohanim, you'll see all kinds of exotic things going on that didn't used to be, right? But the fact of the matter is that a pair of socks, generally speaking, not so expensive, and even if it would be, but it's not considered a davar chashuv. In other words, here, the criteria are you need two things. It has to be... You have to, three things really. You have to be happy. You have to have simcha from it, right? It has to be new to you, and it has to be a davar chashuv. It has to be something that has a certain prestige. So if a person gets underwear or things like that, socks, I'm saying that, you wouldn't say a bracha. But if you get something that's new, and here again, it does not just have to be clothes. People don't realize this. The person thinks, well, it's only, yeah, I got a new suit, I'll say it. But what about I get a new car? You also have to say it. What happens if a person gets a new air conditioning unit? You also have to say it. Right? Yeah, you have to say it. Because you have Shecheyanu. What happens if a person does extension on their house? They did an extension on their house. So when they move into the extension, I say the Baruch Shecheyanu. Because that's Bona Bayis Chodesh. It doesn't have to be you built the whole house from scratch. Even if you had the house already, but you added on to the house. Okay, good. So you have to say Shecheyanu.
Is that more Baruch to a native because for everybody?
Okay, so I'm going to get that right now. So now, here, there is a slight variation. We'll see in a minute. Yeah, yes, go.
I just wanted to make a comment on the fact that when you buy a new suit, it's leather.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. I will thank you. I will get to that very soon. Now the here, if you turn over the page to the final slide, which has the number 278 on the right-hand margin, So the Shulchan Aruch says here on the third line from the top, he says, "Kana kelim shemishtamshim bo hu ubnei beso." This is also not known to people. That what happens if you got a new item, but it's going to benefit not just you, but it's going to benefit your entire family. So if it's going to benefit more than just you, the halacha is mevarech hatov v'hametiv. In that situation, you don't say the bracha shecheyanu, because the bracha of shecheyanu is personal. Shecheyanu, kimam, genu, zman, azez, it's my simcha. But what happens if simcha for the whole family, or it's even a simcha for just more than one person? So then you say the bracha, hatov, bracha Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, hatov v'hametiv. Hashem is good to me, and is metiv, and is good to other people also. So if a family gets a new car, or a new house, so then that bracha benefits the whole family. Or even, again, it doesn't have to be more than, it's just, all you need is two people. Me, plus somebody, a married couple, right? So I benefit, my wife benefits, right? So, okay. So for that, you say the bracha, you don't say shecheyanu. For that, you say the bracha atov ha-metiv. So if a person buys a house, or builds a house, or whatever it is, or a car, or any expense, air conditioning, even theoretically, if it could be a household appliance, you get a new dishwasher, or something that you have simcha from, right? There's something that, you know, wow, this is was expensive or whatever, and we had so much grief. The old one used to break every other day, and now we got a new one. Baruch Hashem, we got a new one. So you should say the bracha. But what bracha should a person say? You should say the bracha hatov hametiv. Hatov hametiv, because of the fact that it's good for me and for somebody else. Okay, that's the way it's done. So even though you'll say theoretically each person should say their own shecheyanu, but that's not the way we do it. The way we do it is that one person says, I told my mate, and that's it. Yes.
So by the new fruit, if everybody's enjoying it on Rosh Hashanah, so do you look at the person himself as making
a condition
of Rosh Hashanah?
For some reason there that we don't say that. Yeah, for some reason we don't. That's a good point. But right, the whole family benefited from this, but right. You know, that,
I think
right, when it comes to fruit, we don't say
it's
that.
It's only the person who's making the...
So it seems. Yeah, yes.
What about Elise?
A lease. That's a good question.
Years,
From what I understand, it depends who has the ownership. In other words, because there is a halacha that's also not well known when it comes to these things, that you only say the bracha shecheyanu technically if you own it. But let's say you bought it on credit. So a person bought a house, they have a big mortgage on the house. So who owns the house? From the minute the extent of my ownership when I first buy it is only the down payment. That's all I own. The bank owns the rest of it, right? So now is that enough? So that or more commonly, let's say you go buy a suit and you swipe a credit card. So who owns the suit? So I own the suit, but what's the simcha? I haven't paid for it yet. In other words, I own it, but I own it because I borrowed everything. What's that?
That's the simcha. You own it.
Yeah, all right. In other words, you own it, but you don't own it. You know what I'm saying? In other words, I owe every penny I owe. So I'm allowed. So basically, I don't know how you want to view it. And I was theoretically can make the argument that Visa is allowing me to wear it, but I owe the money to them. So here, the accepted practice in the modern world is that the poskim say that if it's the type of thing that you that it's considered your ownership and it's not going to be taken away from you unless something really drastic happens, so then you can say the bracha. Now, as a person, generally, a person buys something on credit. You know, so are you going to pay for it? It may take a while, but you're going to pay for it. They're not going to come and take it back. The store that sold it to you is not going to show up. Macy's not going to come knock on your door and say, give it back to me. Right? That's not going to happen. Theoretically, you know, if something went haywire and the credit card payment was reversed, then, you know, they could come after you, but that's uncommon to happen. So therefore, in those types of situations, if it's reasonable that you're going to pay it off, so then the halachas, you would say the shecheyanu. That's what's considered the accepted practice today. Now, but in some situations, you have to know. So I don't know with a lease. I'm not sure how it works. And who really owns it? In other words, if you lease a car, do you own the car?
No.
No. So if you don't own the car, then I don't know if you would say it. It has to be you acquired it. Has to be acquired it. Now, I just want to clarify that the halacha of acquiring something, is also a chiddush, does not just mean if you bought it, but it would also be, let's say, got as an inheritance. Right? A person got a Yerusha. Somebody passed away, unfortunately, and they left over their car. They left over their car. So I inherited the car. So that also. In other words, or if it was given as a gift. Something given as a gift is, in other words, when we say you acquired a new item, it doesn't necessarily mean that you purchased it. If you got it, a person gets a Yerusha. It's a funny, it sounds odd a little bit, you know, because a Yerusha is always associated with a sad event. But the fact of the matter is that a person who gets a substantial Yerusha has to say the Baruch Shechianu. That's it. They inherit a lot of money. Inherit a lot of money. Say the Baruch Shechianu. It's a big, okay. I wish the person who I got it from was still around. But the fact of the matter is that, be that as it may, right now, I am a beneficiary. So that I have to say the bracha. I have to say the bracha, and that applies to whatever it may be, so long as it's something that gives a person simcha. It has, and here the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not going to read inside to save time, but the Mishnah Berurah says that this very much depends person to person, because here the bracha was instituted specifically based on personal simcha. So therefore, you can have something that to a wealthy person is not such a big deal, but to a middle-class person or to a poor person, there's a very big deal. So therefore, it could be that if a wealthy person who gets a new suit may say, ah, big deal, I get new suits all the time. So you know, I wear a lot of suits, and it's not such a rare thing. So then that person would not say Shechianu, because of the fact that I'm used to this. I don't have any big simcha from getting this. However, the average person, you know, again, a used car, to some people, that's, oh my gosh, who wants that? But to somebody else who can't afford a new car, so getting a used car is a big, Baruch Hashem, I got a car. So it very much varies, and therefore, it really depends. A person has to sort of make a self-assessment to know, how do I really have simcha from this? In other words, you need two things. You need that it should be simcha, and you need that it should be something of prestige. If it's not prestigious, a person put in a new toilet, let's say, so you would not say that, even though that's not cheap, right? You go to the store, it's hundreds of dollars. It's hundreds of dollars. It's not a cheap item, right? It costs more than a suit. It costs more than a suit. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think for that you would say. Now, if you redid your bathroom, that could be different. But in other words, it has to have some chivas, but it depends person to person. So nowadays, a person buys, let's say, a hat, or a woman buys a shetel, right? These are very expensive items. So in a situation like that, so you say the Baruch Shechianu, because of the fact that this is a big simcha. What happens if you got it secondhand? So again, it depends. It depends. A person to whom that's no big deal, I don't really have simcha, whatever, then you wouldn't say it. But if to me this is something special, so then I would say it. So this is something that a person has to keep in mind. Yeah, go ahead.
Two quick questions.
Yeah.
Is the whole bracha of Shechianu in general dependent on the person, regardless of which situation? Fruit, clothing?
No, fruit and clothing is different, because fruit, the most people don't have major simcha when they get fruit, but when they get new fruit. You may have a smile on your face, but you're not going to, you know, if a person gets a new suit or a new car, a new house, whoa, that's a big thing. I mean, Chanukah Sabayis, right? I probably make a whole event for my new house, right? So when it comes to the bracha on fruit, it is presumed that deep down a person has some simcha, and therefore you don't have to, there's no internal barometer. But when it comes to Kelum Chadoshim, it totally depends on that, because it's all relative. So therefore, you have to know, is this something that makes me happy? If it makes me happy, so then, okay. You know, today, you have, clothes have become, obviously, for a long time, very trendy, and therefore, you could have a shirt that costs, a tie that costs $150. You know, you got a handcrafted tie that, you know, every stitch was done by some tzaddik somewhere, right? So you'll say, oh, I $150 tie. So then you say, Shechianu. But a regular tie that you get at the regular price, you wouldn't say Shechianu. Why not? Because generally speaking, that lacks the prestige. That lacks the prestige. But a suit, you know, shoes we're going to see soon. Yes, good.
Is there a time limitation on
Okay, time limitation when it comes to these things is so long as you still feel simcha from it. If you still feel simcha from it, once you got used to it already, so then you don't say the Baruch Shechianu. But if you feel simcha that you got this new thing, so then you would say it. So I just want to make this clear. It's not just with clothing. It's not just with clothing. It's a mistake that people make. If you get anything, any item, theoretically, if let's say a KitchenAid, okay, that women use, these are not cheap, right? These are expensive items. It's hundreds of dollars, so it's $400, whatever it is, okay? So it could be, I don't know that the husband feels the simcha necessarily, maybe, yeah, maybe no, but the wife does, right? Oh, Baruch Hashem, I got to do that, I don't have to bother anymore. It used to be the old machine I had, and this is much bigger and a greater capacity, it goes much faster, so I have simcha from that. So I have simcha from that, you have to say the Baruch Shechayanu. Yeah, yeah.
So are you saying Shechayanu when you buy it?
Okay, now, do you say it when you buy it or when you use it? This is a good question. So if you turn here to the last page, we're on the last page. So on the top line, he says, B'shas ha-kinyin yesh lo levarach, that the person should say the bracha when he buys it. Afal pisha adayim lo neshtamish b'hem, even though he has not used it, because the simcha is that I acquired it. That's the real simcha. The simcha is not so much that I'm using it. I mean, of course, that's part of it. But the idea is, I got it. I got it. I was saving up for this, and I got it. So for that, a person would say the Shechayanu, right? And the Shulchan Aruch. So now, if you pause here for a second and look down in the Mishnah Brura, so in the Mishnah Brura, with the letter Dalid, second line in the Mishnah Brura column, that's the bottom left of the page. So he says here one very big catch, and that is when it comes to clothing, you would only say the Shechayanu if the item that you bought is ready to wear. But if the item needs alteration, so then you don't have the simcha yet, because even though you're excited you got it, but it's a little bit mitigated by the fact that I can't wear it. It's not right just yet. So therefore, that type of thing. So now, it happens to be, this is also not well known to people, because most people just assume that the first time you wear it, that's when you say the bracha. That's not really true. Really, you're supposed to say the bracha when you buy it. But it depends what. So for example, if a person bought, let's say, a coat, an overcoat, right? So an overcoat, expensive item, generally speaking, right? So that and doesn't typically not tailored. Now you get a top coat, you know, whatever it is, its general size is good enough. So then you should say the bracha when you buy it. But if you didn't say it when you buy it, then you can say it when you wear it. Yeah.
So in our technological age, I buy that same overcoat on Amazon.
Yes.
When do I say Shechayanu?
Because you haven't gotten it yet. I haven't gotten it yet. So that's a good question. That's a good question. In other words, if you're on the simcha because you don't have it yet. That's what you mean.
I'm saying I bought it. So my simcha is I bought it. I have it.
Well, you don't.
It's coming in 2 days, but I bought it.
Oh, no, so then you would say it. I thought you meant something else. I thought you meant that I bought it, but I don't have it. Now, if I go to the store and I buy a coat, so I have the coat. But if I buy it online, it's going to take a couple of days till I get it. So maybe that's different. I would guess that it wouldn't make a difference, but it's possible. Yeah.
Isn't the kinyan really when you pick it up or it comes into your rishus? I
don't think it means that. I don't think it means the kinyan that you have to make an actual halachic kinyan. It means the time of acquisition. The time of the acquisition, a person should say this bracha.
So that's the case. Now the second night of Rosh Hashanah, we're for sure past that.
No, when it comes to fruit, the minhag is fruit's different because fruit is when you eat it.
I understand that. I forget about the fruit. I'm talking about the kalim. Any of these kalim, it doesn't work anymore.
The second night of Rosh Hashanah. No, okay. So some people, just for the record, there's the second night of Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have to be only a new fruit. It could be anything that you say Shechayanu. You just need right. So let's say if I'm wearing a new suit, I got a new suit for Rosh Hashanah, so I'll save it for the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And I'll say okay. So if when you bought the suit it was unwearable because you need, which it almost always is, because you need some alteration. At least the pants they have to do the bottoms, they have to finish it. So it's not wearable. So okay, then you say the bracha when you wear it.
But by the time Rosh Hashanah started yesterday,
right?
It was wearable already.
Okay, so, okay, all right, but it could, yeah, that's true. I mean, you picked it up from the tailor and you have it. Okay, but the minhag ha'olam is that if you have, when it comes to clothing, if you didn't say it when you bought it, you say it when you wear it. That's the minhag. Whether that's technically 100% accurate, I don't know, but that's what people do. That's generally what people do. Okay, now, was mentioned earlier that what about the very well-known halacha, we'll soon see, that a person does not say shecheyanu on shoes, right, on things made of leather. Okay, so if you look here in the bottom line, on this page 278, so the second to last line on the top section where the letter Vav appears, he says, Al davar she'eino choshev kol kach, on something which isn't so prestigious, could go on choluk, like a shirt. There's a simple shirt, you wouldn't say shecheyanu. You know what I'm saying? It's not a simple, again, you could go to the store and get a shirt for $200, so that you would say shecheyanu. But a common shirt that a person wears, you wouldn't say shecheyanu. Okay? Oh, min olim v'an pilos, so shoes or socks. Now, it's interesting, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, buying shoes was not such a big deal. It wasn't such an expensive item. Now, today, we know, again, that this is not necessarily the case. There's a whole range. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in these types of things, ein levarach aleihem. You should not say the brach shechenu because they lack the prestige. Now, skip all the way to the bottom, on the bottom of the page where I put a new little paragraph there on the bottom. He says, v'himu oni v'sameach behem yivarach. If a person, however, is poor, let's say a person, a genuine ani, a poor person, so even when he gets a simple shoes, he's happy. Today's world, but years ago, it was not such a simple thing. So a person got that, they would say. Now, comes the Ramah and says, V'yesh omrim, da'afilu ani eino mevarech al cholok umino ukedome. That even a poor person wouldn't say it. Why not? Because it wasn't prestigious. Okay? He says that's the custom. Now, he says the following. Okay? Now, in other words, we're in the bottom section here, the second line. Haminag lomar lemisha lovesh beged chadash tivala vitischadesh. The Ramah tells us that there is a custom that when someone's wearing new clothes, so you should give them a bracha. So typically, we only say the second word of this bracha. Right? We say tischadesh or tischadesh, if you want to be grammatically correct, right? So tischadesh, what does the word mean? Tischadesh means you get a new one. What does that mean? You get a new one? I'm so happy. I'm finished paying off the old one. What kind of bracha is that? Right? So the answer is you're saying that you're giving the person a bracha. They should live. Tischadesh. You should live to get a new one. Right, you just got a new suit, so great that you got a new suit. I mean, it's Hashem. Hashem should give you life, and you should be zocher that you'll one day wear out this suit, and you'll get a new suit. Right, so if just technically, if you want to know the correct way to say that bracha, it's tis. How's he say it? Tivala. Tivala means you should wear it out. Tischadesh means you should get a new one. Why should I get a new one? I just got this one. Right, so the what it means is tivala. You should wear it out. V'tischadesh, and you should get a new one. That's the real way to say this bracha. Okay, now, the yesh mi shekosav she'ein lomar kem al min olim o begodim hanasim me'oros shel behema. Right, so now, says the Ramah, that there are those who say, there's somebody who says, that you should not say this bracha. Now we're not talking about shecheyonu. We're talking about the bracha of tischadesh. Tischadesh means you should get a new one. So he says, somebody said you should not say that when it comes to something that comes from animal hides, to imkein ha'yitzrichim l'hamis behem acheres tchila, because in order to get a new one, they're going to have to kill an animal. So that's already not a nice bracha. You're going to say to somebody, you should live to get a new leather shoes. That means that they're going to have to kill another animal. At uksiv v'rachamav al kol masa, because we have the pasuk that we just said in davening. V'rachamav al kol masa, Hashem's mercy extends to all of His creations. So Hashem has mercy on the cows also. So he's giving a person a bracha that they should have to kill another cow so that he should get new shoes. He quotes that somebody says you shouldn't do it. He says, so now listen to this. The Ramah says, V'hine hatam cholosh ma'od, ve'eno nira. The Ramah says, I don't really agree. There's not such a compelling reason. I don't hear that so well. Right? He doesn't say why, but he says that. It doesn't sound to me like it's such a big deal. Mikol makom, Rabbi makpidim al zeh shelol amro. He says, however, the reality is that many people are makpid on this. Okay, now, just to review, this was not said about the bracha shachian. This was said about the bracha that we say, tischadesh. You should get a new one, right? You should wear it out and get a new one, right? Now, so the Ramah says, okay, the minig is we don't say it. You know, and by the way, it wouldn't just be shoes. It would be anything that's made with leather. People wear leather jackets. People wear all kinds of leather belts, even, you know, pants, you know, all kinds of things. And not just that, but also included in this would be tefillin. Right? In other words, the bracha of Shecheyanu applies, even, it doesn't have to be just clothing. If you get something, a person gets a new talus. So a person gets a new talus, you say the bracha of Shecheyanu on the talus. Right? Say the bracha, it's not cheap. Right? And it's a davar chashev, he's going to wear it when he davens. So it's certainly prestigious. Right? So he's just say the bracha of Shecheyanu. But not, so now, this idea that when it comes from leather, you don't give a bracha, you should get a new one, applies to all leather things. Now, I just want to make this clear. The Shulchan Aruch did not say this in connection with the Bracha of Shecheyanu. And therefore, one could argue that the Bracha of Shecheyanu, you should say it on shoes. Why? Because when I'm saying Shecheyanu, I'm not saying I should kill another cow. I'm saying, thank you Hashem for these shoes. Right? What's Shecheyanu? Shecheyanu means, thank you for allowing me to live to have these shoes. Right? I'm not saying I should get a new pair. I'll wear this pair for the next 100 years. But I'm giving Hashem thanks that I got these shoes. So therefore, the logic would not hold that you shouldn't say Shecheyanu. He never said it about that. He said it about this bracha of Tischadesh. Tischadesh, that's different. Tischadesh means get a new one. Oh, get a new one. That's not so simple. You have to kill an animal to get a new one. That you shouldn't say. But what does that have to do with Shecheyanu? So therefore, technically, there is no reason, especially in our days, that shoes are expensive, they shouldn't say the Shecheyanu. However, it is brought and quoted in the name of the number of the poskim, and specifically Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who said that even though the logic is you should say it, but the minhag is it's widely accepted not to do it. It's widely accepted not to do it. Like I say, if you think about it, it doesn't make sense. Why should you say it? What's the issue? What's the issue? I'm not saying I want another one. I have this one. I'm happy. This one, the animal was killed already for this one. So what's the problem? But nevertheless, the minhag is that we don't do it, and so too that minhag extends to all leather things. So even to the extent that a person got a new pair of tefillin, which is certainly an expensive item, right? A person got a new pair of tefillin and it's leather. The boxes, the bottom of the tefillin, the straps of the tefillin, you don't say the bracha shachiyanu. That's the accepted minhag. So anyway, these are some of the like I say, this comes up a lot. It comes up a lot, and what we have to take away from this is that it's not just with clothing, it applies to any item that gives a person simcha, and also to bear in mind that if it gives simcha to more than one person, then you should say the bracha, Hatov Ameit. If I remember years ago when I first moved here and I closed on my house, so I was all excited, so when we closed, the deal went through, so I said the bracha shecheyanu, with my wife sitting right next to me, I said the bracha shecheyanu, v'kimanu, 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 v'kimanu. It was a mistake, because of the fact that it benefits her too, it's not just me. So she said, bracha tov ha-meitiv. That's the bracha to say. But nevertheless, this is where it's at, yes.
So I just want to give it an addendum when you're finished.
Addendum, yeah.
Okay. We just discussed all the various things that you say Shecheyanu.
Yes.
Suppose none of those things happen the whole year.
Right.
You don't see fruits. You don't get new shoes. You don't get new this, new that, nor anything. How many times in Gullus are we required to say Shecheyanu?
Go ahead. What's
so
the
therefore, do we say it for good things or bad things? We say it for good things.
Right.
And the word for good is Tov. So if you look throughout the year, you say Shecheyanu required 17 times.
Okay.
2 times when you say Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah. 2 times when you blow the shofar is 4. Once on Yom Kippur is 5. Once on Sukkot when you take the lulav and esrog. And twice when you say Kiddush. And twice at the end of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah.
Right.
Once on Hanukkah.
Right.
Twice on Purim and the night and the day.
Twice on Pesach.
Twice on Pesach. and twice on Shavuos.
Okay.
And if you add it up, it's
17 times. Tov. Very good. Okay. Tov Ma'od. Yashikayach. Okay. Rabbi Yashikayach. We'll see you next week.